What I really want to talk about is encouragement. And actually, I've entitled it, The Power of Words. And I'm going to read to you a story. I know here a few weeks ago, Brother Jim talked about butterflies. Well, tonight I'm going to talk about frogs. So I hope nobody cares about that. And just for a freebie for you, the frogs in a group are called an army or a colony. Like birds are, you know, they're a flock and whatever. So anyway, that's just a terminology. That's a freebie for you. The power of words. An army of frogs was traveling through the woods, and two of them fell into a deep pit. All the other frogs gathered around the pit. When they saw how deep the pit was, they told the two frogs that they were as good as dead. The two frogs ignored the comments and tried to jump up out of the pit with all of their might. The other frogs kept telling them to stop, and they were as good as dead. Finally, one of the frogs took heed to what the other frogs were saying and gave up. He fell down and died. The other frog continued to jump as hard as he could. Once again, the crowd of frogs yelled at him to stop the pain and just die. He jumped even harder and finally made it out. When he got out, the other frog said, "Did you not hear us?" The frog explained to them that he was deaf. He thought they were encouraging him the entire time. So I thought that was a good introduction to the idea of encouragement. And there's two parts to this, or two lessons that we can learn from that particular story. There is power of life and death in the tongue. An encouraging word to someone who is down can lift them up and help them to make it through the day. The second part is a destructive word to someone who is down can be what it takes to kill them. Be careful what you say. Speak life to those who cross your path. The power of words. It is sometimes hard to understand that an encouraging word can go a long way. Anyone can speak words that tend to rob another of the spirit to continue in difficult times. So for us to understand what encouragement is, sometimes we have to take a look at the other side of what discouragement is. And I thought that probably back in the book of Job was one of the best examples that I could come up with. If we look at Job chapter 2, we see there Job's wife, after God had allowed Satan to test Job, and he had lost everything. And it was even down to the point where even his wife says in Job chapter 2 and verse 9, "Then his wife said to him, 'Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die.'" That was a real discouragement. And then on top of all of that was his three friends. Later on in that same chapter, we see where his three friends came to comfort him. And for the first 7 days of that comfort, they sat, never said a word, none of them. And so we see that they were really not much of an encouragement to him. So they were more of a discouragement than an encouragement. Words have energy and power with the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble. Think of the power we wield and the impact we can make if we become more intentional about encouraging others. Words are not simply sounds caused by our mouths, shaping air passing through our larynx. Words have real power. God spoke the world into being by the power of his words. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, it says, "By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made of the things that are visible." Humans are made in God's image, and our words also have power. But our words do more than convey information. They have an impact on people. The power of our words can burden one's spirit, even stir up hatred and violence. Words can worsen wounds and inflict them directly. Alternately, words can build up and be life-giving. If we go to the New Testament in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29, it says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Of all the creatures on this planet, only humans have the ability to communicate through the spoken word. The power to use words is a unique and powerful gift that God has given to us. Our words have the power to destroy and the power to build up. as was the story with the frogs. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18 and verse 21, the writer of Proverbs tells us the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat of its fruits. So are we using words to build up people or destroy them? Are they being filled with hate or love? Bitterness or blessing? Complaining or compliments? Lust or love? Victory or defeat? Words are tools that can make life better, but any tool can be misused. Words are so important that we are going to give an account of what we say when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37, Jesus says, "But I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken, for by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned." So God tells us Christians to be positive thinkers and speakers. It is what people of faith do. We change our mindset from doubtful negativity to hopeful trust. Just to give you a couple of examples, when we read about Joseph in the Old Testament and being sold by his brothers, Joseph, after years of suffering, realized that God sent me rather than my brothers wronged me. The other was Joshua and Caleb going into the land of Canaan and said, "We are well able," when others were saying, "We can't." And so we can see that we need to be positive about these kind of things. So thank you to the people who live in optimistic, hopeful faith. You are following in the footsteps of many victors before you. Your optimism inspires and encourages others. I went online to look at the word of encouragement, and I found several websites. One of them said there's 135 different ways that you can encourage people. There was another one that was 150. So there was a number of those websites that allowed you to go through and read how you could encourage other people. When we come in the back door on Sunday morning, we can usually tell if someone's not feeling good, right? You can tell almost by the look on their face. So sometimes when we give them a smile, it can encourage them. Now you say that's very simple. Well, it is, but it's something that can encourage that person. We can acknowledge and recognize feelings. Sometimes just a nice big hug will do. And so that is an encouragement to that person. Praise effort and progress. We can boost morale, mention strengths and accomplishments. That's only a few of those things that I read. But the one that I like the best was that of listen. And you think, well, how do we just listen? How can that encourage anybody? I have a thing that I've had in my computer for quite some time that was given to me by the HR fellow at Firestone where I worked. And I was in a job where I had to interview people. And he gave me this as a clue to how to interview those folks. Let me read this for you, and it's very short. "When I ask you to listen to me and you start giving me advice, you have not done what I ask. When I ask you to listen to me and you begin to tell why I shouldn't feel that way, you are trampling on my feelings. When I ask you to listen to me and you feel you have to do something to solve my problem, you have failed me. Strange as it may seem, listen. All I ask was that you listen. Not talk or do, just hear me." So, as we end this, so what does my grade card reflect in the class of encouragement? Am I A-rated or am I F-rated whenever I get my grade on how I encourage other people? Or am I somewhere in between? Am I an encouragement to others as a Christian?